Hello everyone, welcome back to my whiteboard in my studio in Germany after I've talked with Elio in Redmond and put that up here on the blog and doing two screencasts last week, one about Windows 8 and one about iOS. I want to give you an introduction first on the whiteboard on two special concepts that we have in the notification hubs for Service Bus for sending notifications through APNS to iOS and sending notifications through WNS, the Windows Notification Service, to Windows 8, to which we'll obviously also add support for Android and Windows Phone and actually some other surprising targets in the near future. I want to talk about those two aspects, the tags and the templates here on the whiteboard, and explain how our service is somewhat different from other push notification kind of helper services, middleware services that you might be familiar with, and how we're using the capabilities that we have in our PubSub infrastructure in Service Bus to uniquely provide some additional value for push notifications. So let me just make some room here. Oops. It's a Service Bus feature. Put that on the side here. And let's talk about tags first and how we do addressing. So a Service Bus notification hub is a entity that you create inside a Service Bus. So I'm going to call this a notification hub. And whenever you have an application, so this is the phone, and there may be tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of these devices, each of them creates, if it uses notification hubs, at least one registration. The registration results kind of in an entry in the notification hub, and we have a special way of how we handle the database here, where we're doing all that maintenance for you. Inside of this, as you register, and you can either register for native notifications, where we push a native notification to you, or for a template notification, that's what I'm going to explain to you. Say we register with a template. We register with a template, I'm going to go into that in more detail, and then as you do this, you can also register for tags. And tags are effectively a list of strings that you're interested in, that represent things you're interested in, and that we register alongside with that registration. So this could be some form of user ID. This could be your favorite sports team. This could be a expression of urgency, alert. This could be a wildcard identifier. This could be anything you like. So you make up your taxonomy. So you could go by user IDs, group IDs. You could go by, if you're building a sports application, you could go by teams that you're interested in. If you're building an application that wants to differentiate between urgent things and not so urgent things, and which goes and puts some things on a live tile and some things onto a toast, or raises a toast plus a live tile, you can do it like this. We're going to go through some of those options. And then you also can have one that kind of catches, it's a general purpose tag that matches many. So you just register these tags either as a list, or you register individual ones, and you do that with your registration. Then you send into the notification hub. As you're sending a notification, you are sending a message, and alongside that message go some tags. If you send effectively the null tag, if you send no tag whatsoever, that acts as a broadcast, which means irrespective of what everybody has registered, this message will now be sent to everybody. So that's an option, kind of an override broadcast option, that irrespective of what anybody's particular interests are, you can always send a notification. So what you could do here with this model is you could probably go and push a super urgent toast notification to all of your clients if you wanted to. So that's meant as an override mechanism. Otherwise, you will simply go and specify the tag that this message is associated with. So you're sending an update about football news or soccer news for the US and reporting about my favorite team, Borussia Mönchengladbach. So you would tag it Borussia. And then that registration, which actually matches that tag, will go and get the notification, and others will not get it. So what that gives you is a simple way of doing PubSub. What that means is you get fairly interesting combinations of things that you can go and do with that kind of very simple PubSub system. So for instance, let's go and make some more targets, make some more registrations here. So all these different devices. So let's say this is my iPad, that's my Surface, and that's my my ThinkPad, and that's my desktop PC. Turns out I have all of these. So now the applications can go and come and register on the same notifications hubs and have three distinct registrations. All might be very different, depending on what they are, but they're registering on the same notification hub because they are the same app. So we have a notion of a notification hub being associated with an application, and that manifests by you only having one slot for how you can go and associate credentials with a notification hub. So you can associate one set of credentials for the Windows Store, you can associate one set of credentials for iOS, you can, and then in the future we'll be able to associate another set of credentials for Windows Phone, another set of credentials for Android and other platforms. So Notification Hub is kind of the server side, Azure side representation of a logical grouping of things, of information that will typically show up in the user, on the user perspective, as an app. So there's multiple incarnations of that app. So think of that app, let's take it something that everybody knows, let's say Twitter or Facebook. Twitter or Facebook is one app in that nomenclature, even though it has multiple incarnations kind of on the different platforms. So there's an iPad version of it, I will hope that eventually there's going to be a Windows 8 version of it, but there certainly is an Android version of it, and there's a Windows Phone version of it. So there are incarnations of these kinds of this, the same experience on those different platforms. And what we talk about here is experiences. So now you can go and register with the same tag on all those devices. So if you want to have per user notifications, well, you're going to register here with a tag that is my user ID. So let's say Clemens V, that were my service local username, and I do the same thing here, and I do the same thing here, and I do the same thing here. So now I have four completely distinct registrations, four completely distinct installations also. But if I now want to send a message that shall target me as a user, because ultimately, if you're sending something that I should be aware of, well, you better reach me at the place where I'm currently at. And since you and the server can't tell where I'm at and what device I'm currently using, because I'm using all of those, but I'm not using, most of them, I'm not using them at the same time, you will send the message to me using that tag. So in parallel, there will be many, many, many other users which register those same applications, but they will log in with their identity. And with this, I'm going to send a message. I'm going to send that, effectively broadcast or groupcast that to four devices where I can go and reach you. Now, I can also make that a little bit broader and stick with my football example and say, now I want to go and hit all my friends, all the friends of my particular sports team. So let's say I'm now a news provider, and I specialize in German sports. Let's say I'm building an application that covers the German football soccer Bundesliga, which is our first league. Well, then I could have, we'll have different devices. The operating system actually doesn't play a role because we can, with the template model, we can target them all. And now they'll register for different things. So I'm gonna say there's two fans of my team here. Borussia. And there's two fans of FC Bayern Munich. Right. So they register for those tags. They also might register for an additional tag. Let's say we're going to register for a tag that's called Liga, which stands for league. All right. Now I can go and push events that are targeted from here at a particular team. So I could send something that's related specifically to Bayern Munich here, or I can send things that are broader, and I can send them to Liga, and those will then show up for everybody. So you can register for a specific, a narrow interest group, or you can register for a broader interest group, and you can go and do this independently. And then in addition to this, I could still here register with Clemens V. So if the backend has something particular to tell me, let's say there was a fantasy league associated with this, where you can go and effectively set up your own fantasy team, and that's also managed here, well then you can actually go and push to me notifications about how I did in particular in the last round. So you can do group cast, you can do effectively multicast to a particular a number of tags, which is narrower than the broadcast, but you can also do unicast all through the same infrastructure, which is very interesting, I believe. And what we do in Service Bus is we have built this infrastructure out so that you don't have to worry at all about that scale. Ultimately, you don't have to worry about that backend to scale. Because we will be able to deal with hundreds of thousands, millions of those registrations. And if you send one message, we will find the right places where that ought to go, and we'll go and send to them. And we'll send to them in a very broad way, which means we're going to start parallelizing that pushing into the infrastructure of Apple and Windows, etc., and across those, so that we can get the lowest possible latency. For a particular application, because we really push on your behalf, for a particular application there are limits that are being imposed by the push notification services. So we can't push faster than what your quotas allow, but we will push within those quotas as fast as possible. So those were tags. Certainly not all the combinations and abilities, but those tags are being full matches, so there's no partial match expressions, but you can register quite a number of them, and the quotas, we will settle on the final quotas for the release system once we've seen what you're doing with those things, but that's certainly an interesting thing. So that's the tags notion. Let's see the templates model. And those things do interact to some degree, but they are mostly separate concepts. So let me just let that here. So that's our notification hub here, and we do, that was unwise, that's our notification hub here. All right, so now we have a target, and the target comes with registers. I'm sorry, I call them targets. We have a device application, that device application registers with us. There's two ways to register. You can register for a native app. You can register for a native notification, which is the server actually knows what device to target, and it sends a composes a completely native application tile, toast, alert, as whatever it's called, and pushes that to our infrastructure. If you send a native Apple push notification, we will only hit the Apple devices. If you send a, and that is, even though you can have a mix registered on your infrastructure, if you send a native Apple notification, we'll only hit the Apple ones. If you send a Windows notification, we'll only hit the Windows ones. But you can send at all times those native things. So if you're currently a customer of one of the other push notification services and your code is pushing native notifications today, you can basically just switch to us and have that work effectively in the same way. Now, the pure strength of our notification services comes out once you use templates. And the templates is a fairly interesting concept because it does effectively mail merge at scale. And it's best explained really using the Windows 8 LiveTiles model, because the LiveTiles, this is made for, actually this was, as we started doing the prototype, the LiveTiles were kind of in the crosshairs. That was the thing we wanted to kind of hit. It works really well for all the other systems as well, but it actually shines for LiveTiles very much. So what you do from your app, as you register, so let's say that's a Windows 8 device of some sort, is you will go and create, you will use the local API and you will go and create a template. And what you will typically do is you will grab one from the catalog. Now, the way how Windows 8 has those tiles, it has a huge number of these templates, is they're pre-structured kind of for the start screen. So there are modules where you have a boldface title, and then you have some text. That's one model. Then you have one where you have for instance, a picture with some boldface title and some line of text and some other line of text. Then you have these peak tiles, which are actually very cool. We have these, I don't know, if you're using Windows 8, you might have seen that. We have a tile that's actually two tiles, which it consists of an image. And then has some title and some text. So you have all these different kinds of combinations of tiles, and there's this huge catalog that you can go and look those up for. Those tiles are expressed through templates, and those templates are expressed in XML, and they start with tile, and they're from some namespace, and then there's inside that tile, there are some, what they call, what's being called visuals. And then inside of that is, for instance, a text tag. And that text tag has an ID. And the ID is 1. And then depending on what the template is, that text ID 1 with the content here, let's say title, depending on what that is, this here will correspond to that text. So that's how they're typically built out in APNS, in the Apple Push Notification Services. They have an APS, and then they have an alert, and then you can put alert text, and the alert text is equivalent to the text that comes in, and then you also can go and play particular sounds, and it's a different way of expressing those things. It's not as rich as the model is here, and here you can basically go and control with this little piece of XML. So there's, again, another text element here, text ID equals 2. There's now the text that I'm putting in here, / text. And then you can also have, so this image here, it's a large image. So that's an image that has also an ID, ID equals 1. And then it has then a source attribute. And that source attribute is a URI, and that URI either points to a local resource inside of that app, or it points to an external resource that sits up in on the internet somewhere, an HTTP URI, where that image is going to be pulled. And then visual closes, file closes. That's just about how those things look. So what we did in Service Bus, what we do in Service Bus is we can go and mail merge those things. So what you can do is instead of having the title in here, and instead of having that text in here, instead of having that URI in here, what we can do is we can put in expressions. So you can have here, inside that text, we can put in $title. And here, we can put in $message. And here, we can put in $pick. And those expressions go into parentheses. So we can basically go and fill out this in the code. You go and effectively create, take one of those templates from the library. And then you replace the places where you would usually use put the content. You're doing that exactly as you would do it on the for the local programming model, because on the local programming model, you're effectively doing exactly the same thing. If you want to go and change a lot in your app, well, you go and grab one of those templates, and then you modify the templates, and then you give it to the shell to display. What you do here is you're doing exactly the same motion, but instead of putting the content here, you're putting our little expressions in here. Those expressions are being replaced with, they're being merged with, content that comes from the server. So once you've done this, you take this whole thing, this whole expression, and as you register from your application with us, as you do that registration, you basically bring that registration, you bring that template along. And we store that in here. We store those in the hundreds of thousands and the millions for every single one of those. Now, so wait. So you can do that for Windows 8. You can do the same thing for iOS. So I have an iOS app. And the iOS app now registers with us. Well, it will say, it will go and do the equivalent here, and we'll do an APS alert. So that's all expressed in JSON. And then it will put in the alert here, it will put an expression with a hash. So we have a different kind of tag here because we are JSON aware, and say $message. Or $title actually in this case. Oops, no, sorry. Without the dollar. Obviously. Me. $title. And then close that. So you can basically also make that kind of template and also register with us on the same notification hub. Now, the iOS app doesn't have as much space here because it doesn't have the notion of tiles. So, but we certainly want to be able to pop an alert, which kind of gets sticky in the notification center, so that's fine. But also, since we don't have as much real estate, we're simply going to go and push the title. So we can go and pick and choose what we want. And now we've created effectively an implicit message schema here. We have a title, we have a message, we have a pick that we can go and use. So now, as we're proceeding to go and make messages here, just kind of walking out of the picture a little bit, is we're going to go and have a message that we'll send, which is going to have a title, a message, and a pick, which is that's a URL, and that's the long text that this message has, and that's the title that this has, so that's a string, and that's a string. So that message we're going to create from here, we're going to send that in. Now, in the notification hub, we're going to look at every single one of those templates, and we're going to merge the data into it, and then go and push it out. So you can, for one application instance, you can choose to make it a tile, like this kind of peak tile with two pieces. Another application instance, based on how the user actually prefers, you can go and make this a different kind of tile. You can make it a square tile, depending on what the local preferences are. So it really all depends on how the local application wants to have it pushed, and it goes and registers and can also unregister and make the changes, registers its notification. Same thing with iOS, and they all hook up to the same thing. So I take a raw notification, I take that raw message here, which only carries the data, and I don't need to, worry about formatting, because the formatting is actually done inside of the infrastructure, inside the notification hubs that Service Bus provides. That's not all. The notifications don't only allow single or simple replacements. We have a tiny bit extra of language features, which are allowing for some special things. So one of them is that you can obviously oversend. So you can send more data than what's being consumed, because this is PubSub. So you can send more information here than you consume here. So let's assume this is a weather application. And what this does is effectively sends you the weather report with the title and the message and the picture of how the weather is going to be for a particular location. So first of all, what now comes into play is the tagging thing, because you offer a library of tags, which are effectively georegions for which you are able to send, for which you want to send data. Since the application actually has a choice for which notification hub to register on, so there's a notification hub, can only have one app, but an app can actually have many, many written notification hubs. You can now have a notification hub for weather for, let's say, every single country in Europe and every single state in the United States. And then subdivide the tags based on the local region. That may that be the counties in the United States, may that be the local districts in within the states in Germany, or the various subdivisions in other countries. Or you can make it just one big thing. The advantage of partitioning those things out in that way is that, of course, the more tags you load into this thing, the slower it will become. So if you're pushing weather kind of globally, you probably want to have a notification hub per geographic location, and then have kind of a balance between the subdivisions and things that you want to go and tag at the back. But let's say let's stick with the weather. So we have a weather report. We have a weather title. We have a weather report. Kind of shorthand of that, because the detail will certainly be in the application. Now we have a picture URL that we store somewhere that may be a static file. There's not all that many variations of the weather, so there may be a sun or maybe some rain, and we're pointing to a URL that all these applications, all these clients will hit, so you probably want to go and have that in a scaled out service, or better even on the CDN. And now we're also going to push the temperature. Now temperature is kind of dicey, because we don't agree, well actually, the world largely agrees, except for a few. So we're going to have the temperature in Fahrenheit, for the ones who don't agree, and then we're going to have the temperature in Celsius for the rest of the world. And we're going to have a temperature of 20 degrees, mostly because it's cold right now, for at least here. And then a 68 in Fahrenheit. Now, we don't know what a particular client, where a particular client, what preferences they have, right? We can't go by location, we can't go, let's say there's an American who lives in Germany, like some of my friends, and so because you're born, you're raised with Fahrenheit, irrespective of what your locale is, you want to prefer, your preference is Fahrenheit because that's what you know. Same thing, you have someone who's living, a German living in America, as I was. I would certainly always prefer Celsius because that's what I know. So now you can go and in your registration, as the application instance is doing the registration, it can go and basically just pick what it wants. So it goes into the tile, it goes and says, oh, here in that expression, I really want to have the temperature in Celsius. So you can go and do customization on a per tile basis, on a per client basis, by just picking the right field here. And then You can also go and customize it. Let me go and take this expression and break it out a little bit more. What you can do, what we allow, is actually you can make expressions like this. You can compose them. You can also use literals. So you could do, and this is, it requires us to put those into curly braces. You can do dollar, temp, F, which we're going to send undecorated, right? Because that's a number, and I think it's reasonable. Plus, quotes, and these can be single quotes or double quotes, space, or actually no space here in this part, degree sign, F. So you can take this and just insert that as an expression, and then you're going to get the temperature in Fahrenheit, and then you're going to have that decorated with the with that literal, and then have a complete expression. Same thing you would do with degrees Celsius. Obviously, it's fine. What that also allows you is to do some deep localization. So let's say this is something that we push for. I already had that earlier on with my friends in Munich. So let's say we want to send this alert for Munich. Now, if you were to send, so this, let's say this is the weather alert, and you're going to send this, and you would say city is Munich, and you would display this in Germany, people would be very unhappy because the city is actually called München in Germany. So Munich is the international expression, but the German expression is München. So you rather want to have that as a local expression. Well, what you know in Syria is that as per your tag, you're actually subscribing to München. So what you can do is you can go and just put that in straight here as a literal, if you wanted to, and register effectively literal text, literal localized text, with your registration. We're going to go and push you that localized text back. So you can always go and put the local text here, München. Since I already know what this is for, and push that in here, and then we're going to store that for you. And as we have something that's matching the tag for the geographical tag, I'm just going to make up a number in ABC123. So that's the geotag for it, for the location. If that matches, then we're going to push that notification with that content to you, and with that you get deep customization kind of for that individual event. That data that you put in here and that you store with us for that purpose can come from within the resources of the application, or it might come from a lookup database. Ultimately, you're storing that information with us, with the notification hub, for the purpose of us bubbling that back to the user whenever they want to. Pictures. There's a number of these tiles which have pictures. So the way to handle those there's basically four ways to do that. The first one is you reference a tile in your application as you register. You register a local picture. So you choose the same approach. You register for a tile for a particular kind of event, and then you go and register for something that's a local picture. The second thing is the client, the sender, might know what the application's on the other end is, and sends a picture, a local picture UI, a selector for things that you have stored in your app, and sends those. So if you have 50 pictures stored within your application, this can go and send a selector for one of those 50 and go and reference those locally. What you can also do is you can send a internet URL that references a JPEG image, and you can look at the Windows 8 notification for what the dimensions for those pictures ought to be. And you have that sitting in a scalable storage service. Let's say you have that in Windows Blob Storage, you can go and pull this out. The third option is that if you need to have these pictures stored in a way that they scale up to hundreds of thousands of users or millions of users easily, you may want to leverage a CDN, so you can use the Windows Azure CDN for that purpose. And then Yet another way is to go and use your eyes for pictures, use partially your eyes for pictures, that you can then effectively custom generate for the particular user based on some context. So for that we have a special expression model. You could send a effectively an argument for a picture generator. So instead of pulling a picture that's fixed, effectively pointing with a URI in that you put into your template as a to a handler. So the handler is someone on a web server, scaled out web server. And now you go and pull with a inline URI, say, let's say HTTP server my pig question mark argument equals, and you can go and put this all into an expression plus, and now you can use a special percent expression, and that special percent expression here that we allow, so you gotta go and put this into curlies, that will now go and take whatever you put in here and URL encode it. So this is specifically made so that you can go and take some arbitrary argument for pulling some external data and can put a URL encode, a URL encoding around it. Which means that now you, as this gets filled in with some additional data, now you actually have a URL that you can use to go to a scale-out service, which can now, based on that argument, go and render you a tile picture exactly as you need it. So with that, you can now effectively go and go wild and insert arbitrary content, which you can go and push based on context, either individually, or you can go and push that to a large number of users. And the one thing, if you generate those dynamically, then you obviously need to have a super scale out service here to generate those pictures, to generate that content. But we're actually dealing with actually getting the first push to all those clients done in a very short time. So much about tags and titles and templates, kind of as a baseline, kind of to inspire you building interesting solutions. There's just a lot that can be done here. What we built this for is that you can, if you sit on data that's urgent, if you run a sports league, or if you have a client who runs a sports league, if you are a news organization, or if you have a client who is a news organization, if you have any huge consumer-facing business, airlines, anything you can imagine, consumer goods, anything you can imagine, and you have populations, device populations out there, or device application populations out there, which hit hundreds of thousands of clients, and you want to have deep customizations, also you want to have that kind of targetability of from the individual to groups to broadcast, then that's kind of a sweet spot that we're hitting with that kind of a service. As said, I'm going to, in the next upcoming several days, I'm going to go and to start giving you some more detailed code examples around this and how it could achieve this, particularly on Windows 8, but also on iOS. And we're going to play with all those options a bit, and to show you all the things that are possible also at the code level. Thanks for tuning in today.